Happy Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, August the 24th, 2022. Today's daily Bible readings come to us from Psalm 10, Jeremiah 7, 27 through 34, Luke 6, 6 through 11. Or you could have read Psalm 109, 21 through 31, Ezekiel 20, 33 through 44, and then Luke again. I'm going to take a look at the text from Jeremiah and talk about the highs and the lows. We've got what's going on here is you have the people of Judea, the people of Jerusalem. That's Jeremiah's primary audience. This is the remnant of what's left of the divided kingdom, the northern kingdom, about a generation or so to before, was kind of not really taken into captivity, just kind of scattered to the four corners of the earth by the Assyrian Empire, what wasn't just outright destroyed. And then now it's Judea's turn, but this is Babylon coming in. And we've talked about Jeremiah before. His message was like, hey, what? You really shouldn't fight this because God is behind all this, so you would be best just to take your punishment and go out, don't fight them, because this is going to be worse for you in the end. But they fight them, and it's worse for them in the end. And so they go from the highs, literally, of worshiping on the high places, doing all these things that God has told them time and time again not to, even sacrificing humans, like child sacrifice, on the high places. And they're going to be brought low. They're literally going to be brought down the valley into a place, and it's not just any valley. This is the valley of the son of Hinnom, it says in this translation. The translation I have here, which is New Revised Standard Version, the valley of the son of Hinnom, or maybe you've heard it as Ben-Hinnom or Gehenna, and often in English translations just translated as the word hell. So it's a real place, and it's an abominable thing. It's considered unclean. It's identified with pagan worship and sacrifice. Like I said, specifically human sacrifice, specifically child sacrifice. And so it's ranked up there with the heights of idolatry, the heights of selfishness. Because the root of idolatry really is selfishness. We worship idols, but it's really because we're just worshiping ourselves and really what we want. It's a way that we put ourselves above God and above everybody else, which, the whole human sacrifice thing. So the people would find themselves now in those depths, and it's not a very great picture. It's what's coming for them is not good. It's the interesting thing is this is later on we hear Jesus talking about this place, and so you get Mark 9 where he talks about it's better for you to lose your hand or your eye and go through life maimed than to end up being cast into the valley of Ben-Hinnom or into Gehenna, and he goes into great detail about what that place is like, which is saying something, because if you were a Jewish person living at the time, you weren't allowed anywhere near the temple, into the inner courts of Israel, if you had any kind of, if you were maimed. So if you were missing an eye or you were missing a hand, no, you couldn't get close to God. And here's Jesus saying, I'd much rather, if your eye or your hand is causing you to sin, that you just get rid of that than end up risking being thrown in to the valley of Ben-Hinnom. And it's not just, part of that is imagery of hell that he's using to explain this to the people. But the fact that he's talking about this and the fact that Jeremiah talks about this is not going to be lost on them. So he's using imagery, talking about, I'd rather that you get rid of the sin in your life at whatever cost that is right now than be isolated from God and be tossed out onto the rubbish pile. Because in later years, that's all this place was considered fit for, was to dump all your trash, and the most unclean trash at that. Not that I guess any trash is really clean. But anyway, and so he's not just using imagery. He's circling back to the history of the people he's talking to and reminding them of what's at stake with this thing we call the Kingdom of God. So anyway, that's the DBR for today. Get out, enjoy the day, and we'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you later. Boop.